The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 744.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a LinkedIn and personal brand strategist, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Virginia Bautista. Virginia, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Yeah, hello, Sheena, and thank you so much for this opportunity. So, yeah, I'm a LinkedIn and personal brand strategist. So what I do, I help professionals, entrepreneurs, consultants, and freelancers achieve their career or business goals through personal branding and content marketing on LinkedIn. But aside from that, I'm also a mother of 5 kids. So my eldest is 21 and my youngest is 5 years old. I was an assistant professor of communication for more than 11 years. And then in 2008, I started doing freelance writing while I was teaching full-time. 2 years later, that was in 2010, I left the academia and then I started working from home as a full-time freelance writer and editor. And then in 2014, that was January 2014, I discovered LinkedIn. And when I was first featured on Forbes in May 2017, everything in my life. So now what I do, I've completely transitioned to being a LinkedIn consultant. And, you know, as I mentioned, I'm helping people achieve their goals through personal branding and content marketing on LinkedIn. So basically, making those career transitions throughout the years, from being a teacher for 11 plus years to a freelancer, also for more than 11 years, and now as a LinkedIn consultant, requires a ton of self-confidence. And so I believe that behind every mini success and big wins that I've had through the years is having that confidence to be who I am. So I would become who I want to be as I rebrand my career.
Thanks for sharing that. And Virginia, what's your cultural background?
I'm a Filipino, so from the Philippines. I'm Tagalog. I grew up in Manila. I studied in Baguio City. And have been living here in Angeles City, Pampanga for a couple of decades.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I have a lot, but I love this quote by Mel Robbins, in which she says, "There will always be someone who can't see your worth. Don't let it be you." In real life, you really can't please everyone. That is totally impossible. It's not our job, you know, to please everyone. It's our job to believe in ourselves so others will believe in us. And that reminds me of another quote, which also resonates a lot with me. So Dr. Seuss says, "Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind." Self-confidence to me is about, you know, removing all of our self-limiting beliefs and focusing on our uniqueness and purpose. Because whether people accept us for who we are or not, it doesn't really matter. Self-confidence, at the end of the day, is the key to, you know, doing great things in life.
Thanks for sharing those great quotes. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
So to me, self-confidence is having the ability to make decisions for ourselves without asking for permission. It sounds simple, but I know it's not easy. You know, a lot of people, Sheena, especially women, and especially here in the Philippines in particular, cannot make decisions for themselves without first seeking validation. You know, before they decide, they ask their friends, they look at what people say in social media, like on Facebook or on LinkedIn, to know what others think of their decision. Or they ask their relatives. But then, even after asking a lot of people around, and searching through social media, they still end up not making decision at all. Because they're exposed to a lot of decisions, and that makes them not make that decision anymore. And this also happens on LinkedIn. When I ask people why they don't create content, for example, or why they don't share their experiences on LinkedIn, so that they can attract amazing opportunities, they would tell me they don't want to make mistakes. They think that LinkedIn is super, you know, business oriented, and they define business as something separate from personal. And then when I talk about personal branding, they always tell me they're worried or concerned about what others will say if they see them in social media talking about who they are and sharing their accomplishments. You know, so it's really very obvious that people always need some kind of validation. So if they don't get likes or any reaction to their post, they become paranoid and they think people don't like them. And so they quit LinkedIn. But to me, self-confidence is really simple. It's doing what makes you happy, what makes you excited, and what makes you energized without ever asking for other people's approval.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. It's so true. You know, as women, especially as Asian women, we always feel like we need approval from everybody. And, you know, even making mistakes, I always say, you know, sometimes your mistakes can take you to your greatest opportunities. I know I make a lot of mistakes, especially when it comes to grammar on wherever I am, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, blog posts. And someone just corrects me and I just correct it right away instead of dwelling on it. And I think if we can just realize like everyone makes mistakes and it's okay and we can move on, more and more people are comfortable to take action. And Virginia, what was your life like before you discovered self-confidence?
Before that, I was a typical woman, meaning when I was younger, I used to be like that. You know, I always thought about what others would say. Even for small things, I can't make decisions. I have to ask people around me and I have to know what others will think of me. So if I felt that they won't like what I would do, I would just do nothing or do what I thought they would want me to do. Because, you know, in the Philippines, that's more likely like that. Like if you do something that is not being done by everybody else, all eyes are on you. And when I was younger, I didn't want that. I don't want the attention because I was doing different things. I was in an unending search for people to validate what I wanted to do, for people to like me. So it's like typical Filipina in most cases.
Thanks for sharing that. What was that point in your life when you realized you can be who you are today and have that confidence? What was that aha moment?
That aha moment when I went to India in 2008. So while I was waiting at the airport, I saw this book, a small book titled Success Principles by Jack Canfield. And then beside the book, I saw a CD, The Law of Attraction. So because I wasn't doing anything, I bought the book and the CD. And when I read that book by Jack Canfield, it changed the way I viewed success and failure. Its biggest impact on me was learning how not to ask for permission for anything that I wanted to do with my life and to reject rejection. And I learned to ask what I wanted. I learned to do what most people won't do. And I was able to do that without feeling guilty. Unlike before, I felt guilty all the time. If I do something that is not, that I think I thought wasn't approved by those people around me. So I believe also in the law of attraction and self-fulfilling prophecy. So, you know, being aware of these concepts gave me the confidence to conquer my own self-limiting beliefs and create my own path to being happy and fulfilled.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's great. You were able to, you know, find not one, but two resources that really helped you realize like whatever self-limiting belief you had, you can conquer it and move forward and be who you are today. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
Right now, when I discovered, actually, the truth is, after that aha moment, I discovered how liberating it was to make a decision and own it, how empowering it was to say yes only when it's absolutely a yes, and say no when I meant no. And in the past, I often found myself saying yes to everyone, even if it meant I would have to make lots of sacrifices for myself. And I did that because I wanted their approval. I didn't have the courage, the self-confidence at the time to reject and in turn be rejected. So right now, because of that, I felt how empowering it was. So I teach people personal branding. And personal branding won't happen unless we have complete self-confidence. So talking to a lot of professionals made me realize that self-confidence doesn't come naturally for most people.
Thanks for sharing that. And Virginia, you know, to the woman who is listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence, What would be that one tip you would give to her?
So some advice. There are three tips that I would like to mention. First of all, you can't fake self-confidence. You can't buy self-confidence. And no one is coming to give you self-confidence. The world doesn't owe us anything, you know. But we owe ourselves that effort to believe in ourselves, even if nobody else does. So I have three tips. So how can they empower themselves to believe in themselves? So number one, take some time to get to know yourself. What are your passions, your values, your strengths and weaknesses, and your purpose? Be very clear about this. Don't trust yourself when an inner voice tells you that you already know yourself. That's not true. You're too close to yourself to really know who you are. So you need to step back and really understand who you are. Don't skip that step, because knowing exactly who you are, what you do, and what excites you, that's the key to taking that first step to really appreciate yourself and find your uniqueness. So that's number one. Take some time to get to know yourself. Number two, practice telling your story. Now, remember this, all of those women who are thinking about, you know, how to become more confident, the story you tell yourself, that's your reality. So stop the negative self-talk. It happens to all of us. But the thing is, we have to focus on what's great about us. So focus on what's great about you. Focus on what makes you unique. Picture yourself becoming the best version of yourself. And then practice telling that story. I believe that practice is critical. Because if you keep it to yourself, you don't declare it to the world, there's no way you can manifest that. So you have to practice telling that story. If you have to look at yourself in the mirror, practice telling that story, do it until it becomes natural for you to tell the positive side of who you are. So just answer questions like, what made you succeed? What did you do to overcome all the struggles in the past that made you stronger at present? Whatever it is that you want, you have to declare that to the universe. So that's number two. Tell your story, share your journey, because by telling your story with authenticity, you can attract amazing opportunities. Number three, be grateful. Always be grateful, and you'll see the universe will give you your heart's desire, because having that self-confidence is the starting point of feeling great about yourself. And if you feel great about yourself, you can change the world.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Definitely, they could connect with me on LinkedIn. That's where I am.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Virginia, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Virginia's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And really just want to thank Virginia today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Virginia.
Thank you so much, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.